What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, July 21st, 2016. Sure, happy it's Thursday. Sure, happy it's Thursday. Sure, happy it's Thursday. We have lots of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, his hand hovering over that telephone, waiting to swoop on down and grab it and put you on the air with your comments and questions. Well, obviously, the big news right now is Ted Cruz pulled a grandstand number last night during his speech to the Republican National Convention. And there were two important points. First of all, he broke his own pledge made during the debates that he would support the Republican Party's eventual nominee, and he's refusing to endorse Donald Trump. Then he went one step further, and this is why people are angry. He encouraged the people at the convention to vote their conscience in November. And if he's not endorsing Donald Trump, that's tantamount to Ted Cruz telling Republicans, you should vote for Hillary. And people are wondering, what the heck is going on with this guy? Now, one theory, and this is over at Vox.com, is Ted Cruz is betting or will try and sabotage Donald Trump to lose disastrously in November so that he, Ted Cruz, can pick up the pieces for a run in 2020. And so basically, Ted Cruz is apparently willing to hand the White House to Hillary Clinton to serve his own political ambitions for 2020. Now, let us remember a couple of things here. First and foremost, Ted Cruz is putting out the message he doesn't care what the voters actually want. He's putting out the message he's willing to destroy his own political party and ignore the will of his own political party to serve his own ambitions. That's not the sort of people you have in a representative government. And finally, and we're going to keep on hitting this over and over and over again, Ted Cruz cannot serve as president of the United States. Article 2, Section 1, Clause 5 of the Constitution requires the president to be a natural-born American citizen, meaning born inside the United States, a citizen by birth in the United States. Ted Cruz was born in Canada of parents who were Canadian citizens at the time. And because Ted Cruz was born out of wedlock, under Section 309C of the Immigration Naturalization Act, Ted Cruz did not acquire birthright citizenship from his mother because she was born in Delaware. Ted was born a Canadian citizen. He's got a Canadian birth certificate. He openly admits he renounced his Canadian citizenship. And when Ted Cruz was born, Canada did not recognize dual citizenship. So his parents were Canadian citizens and only Canadian citizens, and Ted Cruz was born a Canadian citizen and only a Canadian citizen. He is not eligible to be president, and under the 12th Amendment, he may not serve as vice president. And the last thing this country needs is another politician who thinks the Constitution is a blankety-blank piece of paper. And a lot of people are describing Ted Cruz as obviously a sore loser. He's been all over the media today trying to justify his speech at the Republican National Convention. He's out there saying, well, you know, Ted Cruz attacked my wife and my father, and I have a right to go. That's political speech making. Besides which, it wasn't Donald Trump who humiliated Heidi Cruz. It was Ted Cruz when that story broke about all his mistresses. And with Ted born near the USA Cruz, he's proven that he is another of the same category as Hillary Clinton, just out for himself. And to heck with the rules, and to heck with what's good for the people, and to heck with what's good for the nation. I want what I want, and that's a force of nature in his mind. Now, Donald Trump took the high road. Apparently, Trump knew Ted Cruz was going to do this, let him speak anyway. And then after it was all over, just treated it like, big deal. And Ted Cruz got a solid 3 minutes of booing from the crowd. They started shouting Goldman Sachs at his wife. She was escorted out under guard out of concern that there might be harm. And Donald Trump took the high ground. Everybody's applauding him for that. Now, another article over here in Yahoo.com. Ted Cruz would run in 2020 even if Donald Trump is president. He's going to run against Donald Trump. And if Hillary's the president, Cruz will run against her. And does anybody here think for a single second that Hillary Clinton's lawyers will not take the matter of Ted Cruz's eligibility right to the Supreme Court? So what's going on here? What's with all this huge opposition to Donald Trump? The Bushes are opposed to him. The Clintons are opposed to him. Cruz is opposed to him. What is that common factor through all of this? And Catherine Austin Fitz actually came out with an article saying the same thing I was saying the last couple of days. What ties it all together is drug money. What the 2016 issue election is all about is who's in control of America's drug crime. Because if Donald Trump wins the White House, he's going to pull the plug on this stuff. When he finds out what the U.S. government has been doing, when Donald Trump finds out that the biggest drug smuggler in the country is the U.S. government, he's going to pull the plug. Now, we got to do a shout-out here to our on-air affiliates who are just rejoining the network. We're talking about Ted Cruz's grandstanding speech at the Republican National Convention last night and his implication that Republican voters ought to vote their conscience in November, which doesn't mean voting for Donald Trump. Well, the Republican voters already voted their conscience, and that's why you, Ted Cruz, are not the nominee. Over and above the fact you are constitutionally ineligible to hold that office. All right, let's take some phone calls. Jeff in Idaho, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, you got everything perfectly right. This is Opium Wars 3, and the Ted Cruz connection is to the assassination of JFK with the Bush family. And
yes.
And the Meehan Lee author basically had an affair with Lee Harvey Oswald, basically identified him the day of the Evanston, Indiana meltdown under the bridge. And he's running cover for these guys. And this is what the whole campaign for Donald Trump has to be about.
Yeah, this is the
corruption of the Republican Democratic Party and all the bills that are covered with drug money and HSBC and Call Me, and it's throw the drug runners under the bus, and they're going to do everything to basically stop Donald Trump. And they know that he's gunning for them, and you've got it 100% right.
Yeah,
and that's what the whole next 3 or 4 months needs to be about, this one issue we're talking about right now, and expose the drug runners, because, you know, the Waco occurred because they had video of drug running planes flying underneath that cliff down for the Bushes. Okay.
Well, and, the whole thing, the Bush connection to the MENA, Arkansas drug running was through the CIA, because the CIA was running this off-the-books operation to supply weapons to the Nicaraguan Contras. And all of this was a violation of the Boland Act, by the way. And it was being funded with tons of cocaine being brought back on those same smuggling aircraft. That's where Barry Seal and all of that came in. And that's absolutely right. And we have, like I said before, during Prohibition, the dealers in alcohol bought themselves into the highest levels of the U.S. government. That's where the Kennedy dynasty began. Now we're seeing a repeat here during the war on drugs, where those who traffic in those drugs have the money to buy their ways to the highest level of government. This is the narcocracy protecting itself, because Donald Trump is not one of them. And if he doesn't know the scale of what's been going on with government-sanctioned drug running and drug sales to our kids, he's going to find out once he's in that Oval Office. And I don't expect that he, being the father that he obviously is going to be very comfortable with that at all. And that's why the entire establishment, the narcocracy, is lined up against him. And again, I'm expecting, if they couldn't get him out here at the convention, there will be a serious attempt on his life between now and November.
A 500% chance of him getting assassinated. If you get a chance, Michael, download the book in January of Barry Seal's boss. He's in Australia for the past 12 or 13 years on drug running. It's a smuggler something. It's got Escobar in it, Barry Seal's, and it says that the Bushes, Jeb and W got caught with a couple pounds of cocaine in an FBI sting in Florida. And so they're in the 90s. And so, yeah, That's what all this is about. So
it's all tangled up there about. A couple of other books. Thank you for the phone call, Jeff.
Thanks,
we're
going
to let you go here. All right. A couple of other books you need to look at. First of all, I have a page at my website about the crimes of Mena, Arkansas, which is where all of this stuff tracks back to. It actually tracks back before that. It goes all the way back to the Reagan administration and his attorney general, William French Smith, who changed the rules so that the CIA could be involved in drug running without having to report it to the DEA. Critics called it the CIA's license to smuggle. And William French Smith's assistant, when all this was going down, was the young Ken Starr. And that's why when the Whitewater investigation began to get dangerously close to that Iran-Contra gun and drug running operation, Robert Fisk was kicked off the investigation and they put Ken Starr in, who promptly distracted all of America away from government drug money corruption with that stained blue dress and that whole theater about Monica Lewinsky and so forth. Now, there are some other good books out there. Compromise, Clinton, Bush, and the CIA by Terry Reed. You can still find it online. One very good book was called Operation Black Eagle, about the real reason why the U.S. went into Panama and grabbed Noriega, because he was trying to blackmail the Bushes over the Iran-Contra gun and drug-running operation. And so they went on in there and grabbed him, and that's why he's making license plates down there at that prison in Florida and is not allowed contact with anybody. That book is actually not available here in the United States of America. Okay, let's take another phone call. Randy in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, I can tell you one thing. My wife was a big Ted Cruz supporter, and she has basically thrown him under the bus since he did that to Donald Trump.
Yeah, and it was an act of utter desperation. And I don't think it's as much about Ted Cruz still thinking he has a shot at the White House as much as Ted Cruz, with his links into the Bushes and everything, understands that if Trump defeats Hillary for the White House, that big cozy party of cocaine money and everything might actually come to an end. And everybody's got the same reaction to his speech. Lou Dobbs is out there saying Ted Cruz is a man committing career suicide. Roger Stone called him a despicable human being. And it absolutely was a very despicable thing for him to do, to get up there and imply that GOP voters ought to vote their conscience and vote for Hillary. Well, the GOP voters did vote their conscience. They voted for Donald Trump. And the establishment understands Hillary's in serious trouble. Her poll numbers are starting to really tank. They're already holding off actually reporting any more polls, and they keep going back to the ones from a week or two ago to say that they're in a tie. But the new numbers are really, really bad.
Yeah, that's why I'm calling Ted Bush's bitch.
Gotcha.
Okay, yeah, I didn't want to trigger us. You know,
yeah, don't want the FCC coming on down and starting to yank licenses here.
We don't want to do that game.
No, we don't want to do that. All right, Randy, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go.
All right.
There is a new development out there now. A couple of weeks ago, WikiLeaks announced they were going to do a data dump from Hillary's email server that could likely result in an indictment. And today, they delivered. They put out 23,000 Hillary emails marked classified. 23,000. Now, that is way beyond what FBI Director James Comey admitted to when he issued his statement saying we're not going to recommend charges for Hillary Clinton. It's way beyond what he's told Congress the FBI had found. Either the FBI is totally incompetent, or Comey is complicit, and it's probably a combination of both. But WikiLeaks is out there, 23,000 Hillary emails marked classified. That's what's going on out there. So this email scandal is getting worse and worse and worse. Anonymous has put out a new post summarizing 30 years of the Clinton crimes. It's another version of the Epic of Clinton mess out there. And don't forget, the email server scandal is not the only one. The possibility of espionage using that server and using the foundation to collect and launder the payments, that's still lurking behind there. And don't forget, when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, $6 billion, with a B, vanished without a trace from the State Department. And here's where it gets interesting. The position of Inspector General for the State Department was vacant during the entire five-year tenure that Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. There was no Inspector General. They had a job ad out there, but somehow everybody who applied didn't meet their qualifications, which might be very stringent. Remember when Bill Clinton first became president and he raised a lot of eyebrows? He fired every single U.S. attorney in the country and replaced them all with Clinton loyalists who would, as FBI Director James Comey and U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch just proved, refuse to prosecute the Clintons and their cronies. All right, let's take another phone call here. George here in Honolulu. Aloha, brah. What's up?
Hey, Brother Mike. How are you? I hope you're doing well.
I'm energized. I'm angry. Let's move good, forward. Good. What's going on?
So am I. So am I. And I can. Your pain is palpable, Mike. I can feel it. Listen, with regard to Ted Cruz, gentleman before me just said he was thrown under the bus. But I tell you, from my perspective, he just took command of the bus. Any man that would go in there and do what he did to defend his father, his mother, his wife, and his own integrity, I commend. This guy deserves more than he's getting, and I hope, in fact, someday that he may lead this party, which is flailing and just kind of in Never Never Land.
Okay, well, we've kind of gone a little bit into fantasy land here. Ted Cruz doesn't have a lot of integrity. Remember, he was caught cheating on his wife. And again, the fact that he is willing to ignore the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, in my mind, makes him unfit to hold any public office whatsoever. But thank you for your opinion, George. We're going to let you go here. And now, surprise, surprise, coming from the liberal camp, as Hillary polls slump, even Michael Moore says Trump is going to win. And Moore is hardcore liberal. He's a Hillary supporter, and he's out there saying, from where he sits, it looks like Trump is going to win. Certainly that would be the case in a nation with honest elections. But if Trump wins by a landslide, then all the vote rigging in the world is not going to be able to steal it away from him without everybody in the country knowing that's exactly what happened. Now, Scott Adams came out with a rather interesting observation. Donald Trump has made a point of putting his wife and his kids center stage at the convention, and it's working for him. Obviously, Trump's wife is very beautiful to look at. She's probably going to be the most beautiful first lady we've had since at least Jacqueline Kennedy. And she's got poise. She's very bright. She speaks five languages. She's going to be a real asset to the White House. And then he's got these kids who come across as just decent, good kids. They don't have that attitude of being arrogant, spoiled brats like so many other presidential offspring tend to act. And that's working in Trump's favor, because looking at his kids gives you a measure as Donald Trump as a father. And that's resonating with a lot of people. Now, over in the Hillary camp, she is getting ready to name her vice presidential running mate. And apparently, near the top of the list is Tim Kaine, who is actively campaigning to be Hillary Clinton's vice president. At the same time, he's out there pushing to deregulate the banks even more. Kaine signed two letters on Monday of this week urging federal regulators to go easy on banks. One of the letters called for helping big banks dodge the risk management rules, and another to help small banks avoid consumer protection standards. In other words, Kaine is the perfect vice president for Wall Street Hillary. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these few words from our sponsors.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Poor water quality is a major health issue, and it's only getting worse. Municipalities can't keep up, standards have dropped, and pollutants are increasing. Where does it all end? It ends by keeping the pollutants outside of your home with HydroCare's advanced systems available at Wave Home Solutions. No less than the best purification materials and processes have been developed by HydroCare to provide you with healthy, clean water for drinking, cooking, and showering. HydroCare far surpasses the competition in removing chlorine, odors, iron, lead, chemicals, limescale, and much more. Don't settle for less when it comes to your water. We'll take care of the toughest water problems for you, whether it's from a city or well source. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-WAVE. Or go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting
worse. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And today on the show, I'm wearing my Hillary for Prison t-shirt. And I understand the camera cuts it off and people think I'm a Hillary supporter. I'm not a Hillary supporter. I want to make that clear. If the ballot in November has Hillary Clinton and Godzilla, the lizard gets my vote. But I wanted to wear the shirt today because apparently these are like a bestseller in Cleveland. They've got them out there on the front. People are buying these things. They're wearing them all over. And the sentiment there is goes way beyond keeping Hillary Clinton out of the White House. They want to see her in the big house. It's time for the rule of law to return to this country. And Hillary's campaign is feeling the pressure. They're getting really desperate. Elizabeth Warren has come out with an article saying, we can't have this wannabe tyrant, meaning Donald Trump, as president. He will appoint a Supreme Court that'll be in favor of big business. You know, like Obama and the Clintons didn't. Have you noticed how much Hillary is projecting her own failings onto Donald Trump? He's a sellout to Wall Street. He's going to appoint business-friendly judges. and all the rest of that, and just relying that her parasitic sycophants, her personality cult supporters, will believe her when she says, I'm not like that. Yes, I took all these millions and millions of dollars from Wall Street, but I only took it so that I could regulate Wall Street on behalf of the people. And Hillary's remaining supporters are dangerously naive. They may even be on drugs themselves, given the tanglement between drug money and HSBC and the Clinton Foundation. And there's another article out here over at freebeacon.com pointing out on how these top Clinton lobbyist bundlers are all tied to foreign banks and foreign governments. She's selling out the nation to foreign interests. And she may have been doing with that email server and that so-called charitable foundation. Now, Donald Trump is out there calling for a return to Glass-Steagall at the same time that Hillary's potential VP is saying, no, the banks are overregulated. Really, just leave the banks alone to do whatever they want. It'll all work out somehow. Certainly, it works out for the advantage of the bankers and their pet Congress critters. Donald Trump is also saying that the time may have come for the United States to abandon automatic protection for NATO countries. And he's basically saying that the U.S. would only come to the aid of NATO allies if they have fulfilled their obligations to us. Now, that sounds very reasonable, even ignoring NATO's overt pattern of aggression and provocation against Russia. Because the United States government has a bad habit of giving away things and giving away things and giving away things and not really asking for very much back. Certainly in the case of Israel, look at how much is given to Israel. And yet the U.S. government can't persuade Israel to back off on the humanitarian crimes against the Palestinians. In fact, pretty much everybody in the U.S. government doesn't even think the Palestinians are humans, except for that one who was beheaded up there in Syria, which was a huge embarrassment for the U.S., since the U.S. was supporting the terrorists who did that. There is yet another lawsuit, this one up in New York, claiming the 2016 primaries were rigged. And this one is based on the New York voters' massive numbers alleging that their party affiliation was magically changed without their consent. And that kept them from participating in the Democratic primary. That was happening all over the country. People were going in to vote for Bernie Sanders, and all of a sudden, oh, you're registered as a Republican. You're registered as a part of the American Independent Party. You're registered as part of Michael Rivero's Wild Party out there in Hawaii. You can't vote in the Democratic primary. Now, Black Lives Matter seems to be starting to fade from the scene. They didn't get the traction they wanted to get. There's another police shooting up in Ohio. Maybe they're connected with that. But what's really interesting is the co-founder of Black Lives Matter is now out there saying, you can't say all lives matter. That's racist. No, that's about as Orwell as you can get. Saying Black Lives Matter is racist. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the program, Catherine Austin Fitz is out with a new article, U.S. and Clinton Beyond the Law. And she is pointing out that if you want to see the forerunner, the precedent, the blueprint for America today, you only need to go back and look at Arkansas under then-Governor Bill Clinton, which was the northern end of this gun and drug smuggling operation down to Central America, being run by the CIA in support of the Nicaraguan Contras. And it was an illegal operation. It was outside the review of Congress. They were funding it with drug money. And Arkansas back then was a terrible place to be living in. You had the train deaths. You had all this drug corruption going on. And now it's pretty much nationwide. And she is absolutely right. Let's take a phone call. George in Maryland, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. It's my understanding you were in computer animation before you started broadcasting?
Yes, I was.
Let me just say, I think you're a brilliant broadcaster, Mike.
Thank you.
To do a bang-up job. I'm a recent convert to the program here, and I enjoy it.
Well, thank you very much for the kind words.
I haven't heard yet, and maybe I'm missing something, though, but, you know, last night, I think Donald Trump, he did a fantastic, it was a brilliant move, in my opinion, in that, you know, he knew what Ted Cruz was going to say.
Yes.
Before he came out. And, you know, like an adult who, of course, is responsible for underage child, you know, you have to protect them and block them when they're going to do something wrong. But as when they become an adult, you have to let them hit the wall. And Donald Trump allowed Ted Cruz to self-destruct.
Yes.
And I think that was a brilliant move, chess move on Donald Trump's part. What do you think?
It may well be that, I mean, because, again, they did let Trump know 2 hours early what Cruz was going to say. And I think they were hoping that Trump was going to kick Cruz off the podium, because that would then, you know, give them all this grist for the mill about, oh, you know, he's already proving he's a tyrant. He doesn't believe in freedom of speech. And Trump just went the high road and said, yeah, you've got a right to your opinion. And Cruz went on out there and made a complete and total fool of himself.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, Trump did have the power and the right to deny him speaking. And in this particular case, you know, after seeing that, because, you know, I, as an American black man and an independent, I voted in 2008. I drank the Kool-Aid and voted for Obama. And after which...
Well, it's not like McCain was much of an improvement.
Absolutely. And, you know, since then, and finding out more of the truth and having my mind and eyes opened up to what's really going on here, I decided I wasn't going to participate in the political system when it comes to voting anymore.
Yes.
But with Trump, and after last night's incident at the convention, I'm about 80% in Trump's camp.
Well, you know, here's what's going on. I don't agree with everything that Trump says. And my analysis is, in many ways, being a populist reactionary candidate, he is as dangerously naive about the true nature of the U.S. government as Jimmy Carter was going in. Carter was completely unprepared for the sabotage of his Iran rescue mission, the October surprise, and it took Carter by surprise. And I think Trump is also that naive, and I hope he gets himself some really good advisors who will tell him this is what the true nature of the government is. But I want to see Trump in the Oval Office, mostly because I don't want to see another Clinton or another Bush in there.
Yeah.
I am sick and tired of hereditary rule from these two ruling dynastic families. And mostly, Washington, D.C. is in dire need of an enema, and Donald Trump and a willing Congress can actually start to reverse some of the damage that the narcocracy has been doing over the last quarter of a century here. And
you know, that's one position, in that there may be some things that Trump could be naive about. However, on the there's the other position, in that Trump could be being very stealth, in that he's not showing his whole card.
I'm sure of that.
Oh, say it again?
I'm sure of that. I mean, Donald Trump is at the stage in his campaign right now where he needs to be very much thinking, what are the voters ready to hear now and what are they not ready to hear? And
what do he want to say publicly to put his enemies, on point? He may not want to reveal his whole card to his enemies, not just the voters. I mean, they eventually will know, but he doesn't want to let his enemies know exactly what his whole plan is.
That is certainly true here. Now, let me finish a point here, okay? It is very important that you get registered and you vote in November, because we know that Hillary and her people are going to be continuing this already well-documented process of election fraud come November. And it's not enough for Donald Trump to be ahead by just 10 percentage points. They'll take it away from him with all the electronic voting machines. We have to generate a landslide, overwhelming win.
Unfortunately, I'm already registered. I've just been setting it out, yes.
Okay, good.
Thanks,
okay,
Mike.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch to Wes in Idaho. Aloha, Wes. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I understand that Hillary is going to get the parents of Trayvon Martin and Michael Brown to testify at the Democratic Convention? I hope she does. I mean, the people out there ought to be able to see through it, I hope. Here, a story from American Free Press. In the last 35 years, it's estimated 324,000 blacks have been killed by other blacks. Of course, it's a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant's fault. They invented the Colt and the Smith and Wesson and the Ruger. Now, they're the ones to blame. I see a story here on Republic Broadcasting that Black Lives Matter has issued a big threat if Donald Trump is elected. They're going to do something big, I guess.
Yeah, they're going to have a coup d'etat. They're going to bring down the U.S. government. I mean, why the U.S. government has not declared them a terrorist group on that basis alone, I don't know. But Hillary, you can tell she's panicking because she's falling back to what she thinks are her core supporters, women and the blacks. And that's why they're trying to fan up the race hatred, because Hillary needs that. She needs to convince the black people that she's going to protect them from the evil white police officers and keep all that stuff going. The problem is surveys among the black people are showing that they absolutely don't trust any promises that she makes regarding the safety of the black population. And let's be honest, once the election is over, the problem is going to go away anyway, because it's being manufactured to try and build support for Hillary Clinton. Same thing with their other core constituency, women. They're looking at how Hillary treated Pat Smith, not to mention Jennifer Flowers and Paula Jones and all the rest of that, and they do not see Hillary as a champion for women's rights. And so the Hillary campaign is in serious trouble, and they know it right now.
Thomas Jefferson and our founding fathers had a solution way back when to this racial problem. They wanted to get the blacks to go back to Africa. That is really the only solution. Call it apartheid, call it
No, we're not going to go down there, Wes. I mean, the reality is, if you look through history, ordinary people of all religions and genders and colors are perfectly capable of getting along together just fine. It is the politicians who stir up discord for their own political gain, their own financial gain. Go back and look at the 1990s militant feminist movement, you know, which hijacked the original equity feminism and turned it into gender feminism. The all men are rapists and all the rest of that. And the ringleaders of that whole situation made out like bandits. They had book deals. They had, you know, speaking fees. They all became insanely rich by fanning up this illusion that men hated women and women should hate men back. And it was absolute, complete nonsense. And This is how they make their money. Left to themselves, ordinary people get along just fine.
Thomas Jefferson said it 200 years ago that the blacks should be free, but it's also obvious that they cannot live under the same government. They are just too
I disagree.
Different.
I disagree. Wes, I disagree.
Well, that's
okay,
what
you're
said.
Thank you very much for the phone call, Wes. You're adding to the problem. You're not coming up with a solution. You're fanning the problem. And you're helping Hillary Clinton by doing it. All right. Let's see. Now then, Mark in Oregon, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Great to speak with you. Mike, in the last few minutes, you know, I think perhaps, correct me if I'm wrong, but you may lean toward the idea that Mr. Trump doesn't really have any idea what he's getting into once he gets to the White House. Roger Stone has come out on at least several occasions and has said, you know, having known Donald Trump for 30 years and being a close confidant and business partner, he said that Donald Trump is very well steeped, very well researched, into the workings of the New World Order agenda, all the way into the White House.
Okay, so well, that's good, there. And I hope you're right. I hope you're right. It's not the New World Order that I'm concerned about, because that's pretty much open and available to everybody. I'm talking about the real dark world. You know, the sabotage of Jimmy Carter's attempt to rescue the Iranian hostages, the October surprise deal, various other dark operations like that. Jimmy Carter was caught by surprise. I hope you're right, and Donald Trump knows what he's getting into. But again, what makes Donald Trump attractive as a candidate to the American people is also his Achilles heel. You know, he comes out of the world of business, where if you are not keeping your promises, you don't stay in business. And that's in contrast to the political establishment, who lie about everything from morning till night, because that's what they do. And Donald Trump, I think the most serious thing that he needs to be aware of is when he comes into Washington, D.C., he's not dealing with other businessmen. Donald Trump is used to being able to trust the person you're negotiating with, that they'll keep their word. He's used to counterparty trust being a reality, and he's not going to get that inside the Beltway. And I'm glad that Roger Stone is advising Donald Trump, and I hope you're absolutely right, and I'd love to be wrong about it. But some of the statements Trump has made are a cause for concern, which does not cause me to be less enthusiastic in my support of him. I think we need Donald Trump or somebody exactly like him to break the lock on our government of these two hereditary dynastic ruling families, both of whom were linked in with all that Iran-Contra gun and drug running nonsense.
Absolutely. I think it's going to be a very interesting campaign season, Mike. I'm really looking forward to your coverage of it. You're one of the very best, and I sure do appreciate you, brother.
Well, thank you very much for the kind words here, and I hope you're right about Donald Trump. Because he's got a lot of work to do to fix what's wrong with this government. And the other part of that is we have to give him a Congress that'll work with him. We need to pink slip all the obstructionists this November. We need to pink slip all the Israel firsters. We need to pink slip all the members of Congress who, are, along with Hillary Clinton, are in Wall Street's pockets. I think this is a good time for just a general anti-incumbency fever to sweep the American voters and just clean them all out and put in some new talent with the message. Your name is written on your congressional office door in dry erase marker. If you don't do the job you're supposed to do for the American people, you're going to be out next election. Because if there's one thing that is becoming apparent in this election, is the old adage that whoever has the most money is going to win doesn't work anymore. Look how much money Hillary has. Look how much she's spending on advertising. Look how much she's spending online to load up discussion groups with her supporters and to hack servers that are not positively reporting on her campaign. And still her campaign is in serious trouble. And I think the American voter, by and large, is coming to realize that the volume of money pouring into a candidate's campaign coffers is actually a negative rather than a positive. Now, the way the country was originally set up, where there were strict limits on how much any individual could donate to a campaign, then the volume of a candidate's campaign war chest was a true indicator of their popular support. But all that went away with Citizens United, where basically the large corporations can pour all the money they want into these campaigns to the point where soliciting donations from ordinary voters is done more for appearance's sake than for any expectation of significant financial gain.
Yes, it's and so people are, influence peddling is what it is.
Yeah, it is. It's like a giant for sale sign over the Capitol building. You know, we could get those two people off of Storage Wars, that auctioneer, and put them right out in front of the Capitol building, have a new reality show, Congress Wars.
Move the mafia out of it all, Mike. It's all our interest, and they have no business influencing any American in a negative way.
That influence is always there, but it's definitely gotten completely out of control. Like I said, we're in a repeat of the contraband corruption during Prohibition. It's happening all over again under the war on drugs. Okay?
Yes, Mike. God bless you, sir.
Thank All right, you. Thank you very much. We're going to switch to Pat in Fort Worth. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, I just wanted to question what you said about who's supporting Hillary.
everybody is ignoring the Hispanic vote. And they said, in their own, I read Spanish, and they said in their own little newspaper around here, I think it was 2012, that 73% of them voted for the Clintons first time. Well, I know that they didn't think they did them well. So, and when Obama came, they voted for him, 75% of them. And it's the La Raza thing. They think, they are telling people that we really stole California, New Mexico, Arizona, and Texas, and that they should vote Democrat so we can they can take it back from us.
And well,
that's why they, there was a group called Democrat Victory Something Fun in 2015 that set out to get rid of Cruz and Rubio because they feared that many of the Hispanics would just vote for the Hispanic name.
Yeah, and that could have definitely been an issue. Pat, we're going to have to let you go and take. We have to let you go. I'm sorry. It's time for a commercial break. We'll be right back.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike,
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. You can almost smell the fear pouring out of the pores of the narcocracy that's been running this country. They are so scared of Donald Trump because he's a wild card. He's not one of them. He's not part of that whole smuggling money laundering network, HSBC and Comey and all the rest of that. They're really scared. And they're going to extremist lengths. Now, apparently, in a recent op-ed published in the Los Angeles Times, James Kirchick, who's a real Israel firster, is suggesting that if Donald Trump is elected president, the military should stage a coup, like they almost succeeded in doing over in Turkey, although we know that was actually orchestrated from outside. But, I mean, we're hearing this. Kirchick is an Israel firster. Let's have a coup d'etat. Black Lives Matter. If Trump's president, let's have a coup d'etat. Now we're looking at this article that came out of RIMF.com. U.S. Muslim voters launch anti-Trump campaign. Now, anytime somebody says that the Hispanics are going to be voting for Hillary Clinton or the rest, you need to be careful. They're making all kinds of claims, and in an age where election fraud is epidemic, you don't really know who is voting for anybody. The mere act of distorting the polls and the election results means it's actually hard to find meaningful data. But the leaders of 14 Hispanic organizations have signed a letter in support of Donald Trump. And here is where you're going to see the demographics break down. Because the legal Hispanic citizens in the United States are feeling like they're being harmed by the illegals. They're being lumped in together with them. And they don't want that. These are people who came to the United States following the legal process to become United States citizens. And they don't want to be confused with the illegal immigrants. And they think Trump is right. Let's have a strong border, and we get to decide who comes in and who doesn't. And it's not racist because we have allowed people from other countries to come to this nation and become citizens. All they have to do is prove they're going to be of a benefit to our society and not a harm. Why is that such an unreasonable requirement? They're still trying to make a big deal over the fact that Donald Trump's wife appeared to paraphrase to the point of plagiarism somebody else's speech here. And there's one theory that this was an act of sabotage, a dirty trick. Somebody swapped the speech at the last second. But apparently somebody went on out and said, you know, this does happen all the time. Article out of Investment Watch blog, Michelle Obama plagiarized her 2008 Democratic Convention speech from the movie John Q. It happens all the time. Politicians seldom have an original thought in their own head. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. We've got a caller waiting on the line. We're going to take your call as soon as we're back from these few words.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.